Hey, my love, welcome to Her Success Podcast. My name is Susie, aka Miss Princess Susie, and every week I'll be taking you on a journey to help align you with your future, mental, financial, and spiritual goals. We're on a one-way journey to success, happiness, peace, and love, baby. I want you guys to get to know me and grow harmoniously on our journey to success. We'll talk money, content creating, friendships, and many more. I'm your best in your pocket, talking to you anytime and anywhere. Mwah! So let's get into it. Hello, 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 guys, and welcome back. I know, don't be mad at me. I know I have not uploaded in like 2 weeks, but I know I'm going to say again that I'm busy, but I really have been. As you guys may know, it's my birthday month, so I've been literally just planning my birthday dress, my birthday everything, my birthday wig, my birthday everything. But I'm so happy to be back and recording yet another episode for you guys. But just to give you guys a rundown of my week, I've literally been working as always, but I'm getting my lashes done, getting my nails done. I've got my toes done. I'm going to go get a wax. I'm just feel like that was TMI. But anyways, I'm just so excited. I won't say what I'm doing just yet, but you guys will see if you do follow me on my Miss Princess Susie. So go ahead if you want to see what I'm going to be getting up to on my birthday. And yeah, so welcome back, guys. It's been a minute, and I really did miss you guys. I felt really guilty not having to upload while I was busy, but it was like effort. But you know what? I really enjoy this. I really enjoy speaking with you guys every week or whenever you guys hear my voice at this point. But as you can probably tell from the title of this episode, this is going to be called Building Your Confidence to Shine in Any Room. So when you walk in the room, people already just want to listen to when you speak. People already stand because you are beautiful and your aura also exudes that. So I feel like confidence is a very important trait to have. It makes you stand out and it makes you respected. I'd say I've been as confident as I can remember. Like even as a kid, like I love music. I love to dance. And so like, if there was like a party, I would be having a dance off with the kids, like, yeah. So I honestly do remember my confidence from as young as I was a child. And then when I went through like my adolescent years, let's say from the ages like 13 to 14, maybe let's even say 15-ish, being in secondary school, and then just, you know, like, I've never actually been bullied by girls because I feel like I'd be able to give back to girls. But a lot of the people who actually, like, quotation marks, bullied me growing up was guys. And now looking back on it now, was it because they fancied me or was it, like, I don't know. But, yeah, so, like, even just being with, if you're from Ireland, okay, shout out to the Irish girlos if you're listening, yeah. If you're from Ireland and you grew up in a secondary school with boys, and you were black or you are even dark skin, you were dissed for your complexion. And it's just mad to me because it's like, you're black as well. Like, it's so crazy. Like, you're giving black on black crime. Honestly feel, especially when I was growing up, like the black boys will always try and impress the white girls. But anyways, yeah, so I think around that time as well, like, and then I started to get like acne and stuff. Thank God my acne was never as bad, but I did suffer with acne as a kid. And just not even like feeling as hot, trying to look as hot as you can, but like still not feeling like it sometimes. And you know, you're growing, your body's changing. It's a tough time. It's a really a tough time. But then as I started to get older, from 16 to 17, like my beauty just sprouted again. And I feel like I just, you know, didn't start caring about anybody. Like in secondary school, that's when I just was like, people are just annoying. And you know what? I'm here to just go to school because I have to. But I don't know. I started to get more positive attention from guys, I guess. And so I already knew, okay, I'm a hottie. It's confirmed. Like, it's absolutely confirmed. But anyways, yeah. So some people have not been, you know, born or brought up with that type of confidence. And the thing with confidence, it wavers. Confidence is not there all the time. So like I said, I grew up, you know, having confidence, da da da. But then at a certain point in my life, it wavered, you know, because I didn't feel good. I didn't, you know. So even now, as we are, or whatever age we are at, we can have confidence, But then sometimes we don't have confidence in certain things or in certain situations. So confidence can waver, but it's good to just have it internally within yourself so it can show for other things as well. Although confidence can make you respected by people, people are intimidated by confidence. Some people literally cannot stand confident people. They actually be like, what the hell? Like, what's wrong with you? They just be eyeballing you. They're like, why are you so optimistic? Why are you so happy? What's so good about your life? Do you think you're God's gift? Like, literally, they're just negative. But people are either intimidated by confidence and they just give bad vibes. Or they want to be your friend so they can hate on you. So they pretend they either instantly don't like you. So I've noticed when someone is confident, people either pretend they don't like them. And I use the word pretend because I feel like they really do like them, but they don't have that confidence to be like them. So it's like, you know, I don't even know how to put it in words. I'm literally making an expression on my face right now because they're hating. But they pretend they don't like you, but secretly they really do like that fucking confidence. Another thing I'd say is they pretend to be your friend or love you so they can hate on you. And I know it's a lot of girls, yeah, are like this, and a lot of girls are weird. I don't know if man them have the same issues. I don't know, like, you know, guys are just different. But when it comes to women and sometimes the women dynamic, a lot of girls are weird. I've had girls who want to be my friend because I don't even know. Like, it just didn't seem genuine. Is it because I'm Miss Princess Susie? Is it because that I'm pretty? Is it because, what is it? And you would think, I can't even get my words out because I'm getting mad thinking about it. Like, you would think these people are coming to be genuine, but no, they're coming to be haters. And my thing is, I don't get girls like that. I don't trust girls like that. Girls who want to be friends with you because you're pretty. Girls who want to... No. Back up. That's weird. And that's what we're not... So let me even give you guys a little bit of a story time of, like, my uni years. So I'll say my first and second year of uni, obviously, I've moved from Ireland to the UK. I have no friends over here. I'm making friends from fresh. So when I... first time making friends, I was friends with, there was quite a lot of Irish people who had also moved to university that I moved to, which was kind of low-key annoying to me because I wanted to move away and be away from Irish people. But here they were in the same university as me. But I am Irish and I'm always drawn to Irish people. So I kind of liked it. I like having that Irish banter with people. But anyways, so obviously, I've made friends with these people because it's in uni. Your uni friends, if any of you guys are starting uni or going to uni, they are not your friends for life, okay? I didn't meet any friends for life people in uni. I'll be so real. Maybe, okay, let me not cap. Maybe one, maybe two. I'm not sure, but honestly, maybe one. I'm trying to think. Yeah, maybe one. But especially because I wasn't from the country, but I made friends with Irish people. Anyways, I have two story time for you guys. But yeah, let me just get to the story about how girls are weird. So I made friends with these girls and they were cool. And we'd get on, we'd laugh. At this time in uni, I had a boyfriend. And it was my first year of uni. I didn't want to have a boyfriend, but I had a boyfriend and that was that. And so... let me just even get to this one story time. So every time when we'd go out and stuff, I would get attention, obviously. It's obviously. But anyways, I would get attention and sometimes they would always just record it and be like, oh, receipts. They would always just record me every time a guy, any encounter I'd had with a guy, like if it was a guy talking to me, if it was a guy trying to get my number, if it was a guy just... any interaction I had. In fact, they were like paparazzi. They were actually like paparazzi. Every time I would do something, it's like they'd have their camera out recording me. But I was just like, whatever. But anyways, they'd always just be recording and they'd jokingly be saying to themselves, receipts, receipts, receipts. So there's a time I got into a disagreement with these girls and one of them had my ex on Snap. How she had him on Snap is because, you know, everyone from Ireland knows each other and they'd always just have each other on social media. So they had each other on social media before me and him ever got together. But anyways, so we got into a disagreement, and then she was like to me, oh, I'm going to send videos of you to your man. I was thinking, from that, red flag. But I was just thinking, what the fuck, go and send him videos, and I don't give a fuck. So then she sent a video of me to my man, of some guy carrying me. Okay, let me just... Of course I fucked up, but first of all, I wasn't kissing him. Obviously, I wouldn't do that now. But it sounds bad, but honestly, it wasn't even like that. But she sent that to him, obviously, for him to feel away. And it just made me think you're weird and you're jealous because you guys have been recording me and stuff like that to get receipts to send it to my man. That's just weird. On top, again, there was another time that I went out. We all went out, actually. And there was these other girls in the Acom as well. And these girls are usually the type of conventional girls I would be friends with just because I feel like the other two girls that I had met in the beginning of uni, it was just familiarity there with them being Irish. But then I met some other girls from the UK and they were going to uni as well. They just seemed more cool, you know? And so when we were at the party, I invite them over to our table and then I'm, you know, hanging out with them and hanging out with the other girls I was friends with. And they were like feeling so like, they were acting so bitchy about it. The girls I was friends with before, the ones I'm trying to make friends with now. And they were just like, oh, singing out Young Bae, like, tell her she my bestie, she my bestie. Like, just being so bitchy about it. And I was just thinking, that's weird. So they were just giving weird energy from then. I was thinking, weird. And then I've had other weird people try and be my friend in terms of, like, I remember this girl in uni as well. I hadn't even known her so long, but I remember my birthday was coming up. And she bought me a cake. She bought me shoes. Like, she spoiled me for my birthday, which was really, I am really so grateful for. She didn't have to do that. But I hadn't been friends with her that long to expect that much. Like, even the cake that she bought me wasn't just ordinary cake. Oh, this is the cake that come with the Henny bottles. That come with the extra chocolate. Not one layer cake. Oh, like, almost three layer cake. I don't know this girl for long. But I was so grateful. And I was like, that is so sweet. But so long story short, again, we had a shared house, me and this girl that had, you know, bought me all these nice gifts for my birthday, and then like two other girls. And it got to a point when we were friends, and I wasn't even popping on IG like that. Like, I only had maybe my 7k these times. I wasn't even consistent, and I'd have brands still send me clothes and stuff like that. So I remember when I'd be getting parcels, she'd be like, Miss Influencer, and it didn't seem so genuine. It seems somehow, anyways, fell out with that girl as well because I've encountered so much fake people. So what the moral of this story is, especially if you're getting into uni, if you're trying to make new friends sometimes, be mindful. Be mindful of people who, be mindful of people who are too nice earlier on, or if they're showing you red flags that you think, that's weird, pay attention to it. Because if you are a confident person, if you're a person who shines, if you're a person who attracts people, you will attract the wrong kind as well as the good kind. But just be mindful and be wary of people who come so nice to you, because sometimes they're hiding something, do you know what I mean? But yeah, guys, be very wary. Be very wary. But yeah, back to confidence. Not everyone has confidence. No one is perfect. We all have, you know, our insecurities. Although I would, you know, say that I am a confident person, there's times that I don't feel so confident. I still have insecurities. There's times where I look in the mirror and I'm like, wow, goddamn. And there's times I look in the mirror and I'm like, I don't want to look at you right now. But, you know, confidence wavers, like I said. And at the end of the day, we are human. You know, even having confidence in things that you've set yourself to do and you don't know if it's possible, you just have to see it true. You know, confidence sometimes changes because of life, and life would want to play you, but you just have to have confidence. Now, people who usually are intimidated by confidence is due to, one, because they wish they had it. So they feel insecure and they feel kind of like belittled or inferior, actually, because you overshadow them and they wish they honestly had that, but they don't. Another reason why a person could be intimidated by confidence is because, one, they were bullied. Two, they were bullied, sorry. Sometimes I find a lot of people are still suffering from, you know, past childhood trauma, and that could be from encounters they've had with family members who've talked down on them, or even partners who have talked down on them, or even like in school, which I think is very that critical moment. When you're growing as a child, you're not really aware of how you look until you meet your peers, and they have things to say that you never notice about yourself. So some people, I feel, are still battling with what they went through and being bullied in school. So I think what makes people intimidated is they're still kind of fighting their own fears within themselves. So when they see people embracing maybe those qualities or features that they were bullied for, they kind of have resentment towards that, I should say. A third reason is they're simply jealous, which I think would tie into the second one of, you know, them wanting, it's tie into the first two actually, of someone wanting something and they can't have it and someone is possessing these qualities. They're envious, they're jealous, and people like that are dangerous, because I feel like jealousy, it's a natural emotion, you know, it is a natural emotion. But when it gets scary and weird, that's when it's like it can just change. Like, it's okay to feel like you want something, but feeling like, oh my God, I love that for that person, but I wish I could embody that in my own. You know, you need to see yourself and that person as different and appreciate that person for who they are, but also know that you can do that in your own way and do that in your own style, instead of being evil and mean about someone else acquiring something that you want. You know, so one, they wish they had it. Two, they were bullied. Three, they're just jealous and they're a hater. But I must say, there is a huge difference between confidence and arrogance. A huge, huge pet peeve for me is arrogance. Like, I hate guys who are arrogant. I hate girls who are arrogant. I hate people who are not nice. Like, I feel like with confidence, it just shows, like, this person can speak to people. This person can be themselves and, you know, draw heads when they walk in the room. And arrogance is like, this person may look good, but their energy, their aura is, it's not nice. I feel like arrogant people think that they are God's gift, which everyone is, but their own is just too much, and they don't feel like they could ever be humbled. And I think it's very important to be humble when it comes to confidence, because if you didn't see yourself through, like, we all came from somewhere, do you know what I mean? So even if you're high this day, like I said, confidence wavers. You could be low the next day. And you never, I feel like it's very important to treat everyone how you want to be treated, because I feel like people who are arrogant are not self-aware of how they're treating other people. They just like themselves. They're so in their own world that they don't give love back. And I feel like people who are confident and are still in tune or down to earth, they love each other because they love themselves, and they treat people how they will want to be treated, which I think is key. So I think there's a huge difference between someone who is arrogant and rude and just all about themselves, instead of caring about other people as well. Because the same person that you're treating like shit, you don't know who they'll be tomorrow. That's one thing my mom always say. Treat people how you want to be treated, because you don't know what could happen tomorrow. The way this world works, you could be on the highest mountain one day and your world could flip right upside down, you know? So you need to remain humble and be nice to people. You guys know I love my Google search. And the reason why I like my Google search is because I always like to look at the true meaning of a word. So when I am expressing what I'm saying, I can relate it back to what the definition says. So when you go to Google, the meaning of confidence is feeling and belief that one can have faith in on or something. So I'm going to say that again. Feeling and belief that one can have faith in on someone or something. Now, before I get into what I want to talk about, so what could this be? Relying on yourself. So the feeling and belief that one can have faith in or something. So when I read the word someone, I think relying on yourself. Because before you can have faith in other people, you need to be able to have faith in yourself. How can you trust other people if you don't trust yourself? Do you know what I mean? So I think it's relying on yourself. When you set yourself goals that I'm going to do this tomorrow, da, 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 that you're going to be like, yeah, I know I'm going to do this because I've set myself to do it. So having faith every day that you can be the best version of yourself, having faith that you can do whatever you want to do, just trusting yourself And that's why I think it says someone, because before it starts with other people, it starts with you. And then also relying on getting that job. So you have faith, you have confidence that you're going to get this job. If there's a job that you're looking for that you want to get, have faith, have confidence that you're going to achieve that. Is that a car? Is that a house? Is that a bag? Whatever the fuck. Have faith, have confidence in something, and you will have that. There's also a second definition for confidence, and it says the telling of private matters with mutual trust. So confidence, trust, and faith all tie into the same thing. So it's having belief. It's a feeling that you need to acquire within yourself first. And it will also start to show in other things that you do. So you need to have trust. You need to trust yourself that you will be able to get yourself to where you need to be. Now, I think it's important to build your confidence in private. So what does it mean when I say this? Your confidence truly shines when you love yourself. So for me, what I know is I can stare at myself in the mirror for hours. Is it vanity? Is it bad? I don't know. But I like to, you know, appreciate what God has given me. And don't get me wrong, I do have, you know, things that I'm always not so proud about. But overall, damn, I am in love with myself. And, you know, I will listen to music, I will dance in front of the mirror, and I will just be my extravagant and fun self. And when I go out and when I meet people or when I go out to parties, I still portray this person that I portray in private to myself out to people, because I love myself. You will love me too. And that's how I see it. And I feel like that's what confidence is. So you need to build your confidence in private. Treat yourself how you would want your romantic partner to treat you. I found, you know, with myself, I felt like I started to neglect myself in a sense. So last year, I feel like I wouldn't make myself, you know, I would make myself food, but I wasn't make myself meals. You know, when you have a boo, I don't know if you guys have ever had a bae, and if you know how to cook, you know, you make that food extra sweeter, even if it's for a friend. Like, I know I have a friend that when she comes over, if I'm making a meal, I'm going to make it with extra love. You know, I like to care for others. So what I found is, like, yeah, let me do that for myself as well. Let me make myself nice meals. Let me get my toes done, my nails done. Let me give myself self-love and self-care. How would I want a romantic partner to treat me? Let me treat myself like that. So when a romantic partner comes, and if he's doing any less than what I do for myself, then he's not enough for me. I'm so sorry. So you need to treat yourself like your romantic partner. You need to speak positive about yourself. Are you someone who likes words of affirmation? If you want someone else to be telling you that, you know, all these sweet nothings, tell yourself these sweet nothings. Tell yourself, ooh, you fine. Ooh, you're so smart. You know, talk to yourself good, so that when you're hearing it from other people, it's just an add-on for what you already know. You know, simple things. And you also need to believe this. You need to believe that you are the most beautiful person. I know when I eventually get my husband, I want him to believe, like, I want him to feel, think, eat, breathe, and think that I am the most amazing person that he has encountered. I'm not joking, you know? And I feel like you need to feel like that about yourself if you want someone else to believe that. Like, I honestly, I think even what our generation calls it nowadays is being delusional. But for me, it's like, I'm not delusional. It's facts. I really am an awesome person. I really do love myself. So I wouldn't be surprised if someone else fell in love with me. You know what I mean? And that's how you should feel about yourself. Also, spoiling yourself. You like nice things, buy it for yourself. You like to treat yourself, do that for yourself. And so let's go back on the meaning of confidence. I highlighted the word faith because it stuck out to me, because if we look at the word faith in the Bible, it says, now faith is the things hoped for, the convictions of things not seen. So it's things that we want and we can't see it, but we know that we're going to have it. So I think this is for the people who may feel like they're not as confident as they want to be right now. I say to you, have faith, you know, have confidence and faith that you will get to be that person and talk to those people and stand in that room and do that job that you think, oh, it's you know, I can't, you know, you're talking down on yourself. Have faith, even though you cannot see it right now. Know that you can have it. If you really feel it in your heart that, yo, I think I'm made for this, but it's your confidence that's weighing you down, I'm gonna forget that one. Have faith and confidence. And then another thing that stuck out to me in the second definition of confidence was trust. And you got to trust the process. Trust means, like, it's like when you get in a relationship, it's like, I don't know how this is gonna go, but I'm going to see it true. You got to see it true. And I feel like when it comes to yourself, as long as you're steering the boat, it's never going to go wrong, you know? As long as you're in control, it's your ship, it's never going to go wrong. And if it doesn't go how you want it to go, it's because there's something better for you. There's something always out there better, and God will help you find that. But yeah, let's get into how to build your confidence. So how do you build your confidence? How do you become this person that walks into the room and turns head? How do you become this person who is doing the things they said that they always wanted to do? And the first thing I have written down in my notes is Godfidence. I actually prefer the word confidence because I feel like if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have this confidence. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be in the positions that I see myself in now. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be spoiling myself. Looking, if He is my number one on my list. And there's a verse that sticks out to me when I say this, and that is Psalm 46, verse 5. It says, God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. So yeah, God is not even beside me, in front of me. He is within me. He is in me. Like, He is my confidence. I will not fall. You know, confident people, they walk with their head held high. They have their eye on wherever they're going. You know what I mean? Whereas people who are not so confident, maybe they're looking down, they're tripping, they're stumbling. But she will not fall. I'm steady. What's this word? Stable, which is a word that I love. Like, I want stability, and I want to be able to just be like, yeah, everything is good. But yeah, she will not fall, and God will help her at daybreak. When the morning comes, God is there to help me start my day on whatever I want to be, whoever I want to be, and however I want to shine. So for me, the first thing, I don't know if you guys are Christians as well, but whatever that case is for you, Godfidence is my number one, because before it starts with me, it starts with my maker. So that's what I'm going to say for number one. For number two, I would say set yourself a goal, big or small, and achieve it. So if that's like read 3 chapters of a certain book, do it. If it's go for a jog this many days a week, go to the gym this many days a week, set a small goal or a big goal, achieve it. It will make you confident in making bigger goals and achieving different things once you're able to know that you can put a task together, plan towards it, and achieve it. It will really make you confident in other things that you want to do. Shit, even starting a business. Starting that Instagram. So I'm still coming at you guys with Instagram. For you guys, I always say, I want to post pictures with you. Yes, set yourself small goals and start working towards it and make it bigger. If that's maybe, okay, I'm going to post 1 picture a week, or I'm going to just, guys, get to it. Once you do what you can do, you will believe you can do anything. Trust me. Number three, and one thing that really helped my confidence on this, is not caring what people think. I don't care about what no one says. As long as I'm happy, honestly, that's all that is for me. Like, people will always have their own opinions, and people will always try and reflect their own insecurities on you. The only time I'll listen is if, you know, it's going to help me. But what I've learned is people are just smart. And as long as I'm happy, I don't live for anybody else but myself and God. And as long as I'm doing what makes me happy, caring what not other people think will make you confident. People will just even respect you more because you're your own person. So don't care what other people think but yourself. Number four is do what makes you happy and set your own boundaries. So what makes you happy? What brings you joy? Is that singing? Is that swimming? Is that what? Find your joy, you know? What is it that you like to do that maybe you haven't been doing in a while that brings you happiness? Is that modeling? I feel like, guys, let's be creative. Let's be adventurous. Is that art? Is that drawing? Find it and do it. I also said set your own boundaries. And I think this is important in confidence, because when you have boundaries, people know not to cross this, and people will respect you when you respect your own boundaries. I've mentioned this a lot, but people always like to cross boundaries. And if you continue to allow them to cross these boundaries, they won't really care, because you would be like, oh, don't do this. And then they do this, but then you're still cool with them and there's no repercussions. So if you literally scold people or even cut them off, one thing about me, I love to cut people off. Like, please don't stress me right now. Like, please don't stress me, because you can go. You really don't have to be here. I'm letting you be here. So if you're not adding any happiness to my life, you can just go. But you need to set boundaries so people know not to disrespect you. So if they disrespect you and they see that, I don't want that wahala again, they won't do it. So definitely set boundaries. For number five, I would say value yourself. You are the prize. If you treat yourself like number one, everybody else will treat you like number one. Like I mentioned, I have always been confident, but I feel like there's a different level of confidence I've acquired now, obviously, compared to when I was younger. And I think what has really added to this confidence that I have now so much more than I used to was me just all the things that I've said that I wanted to do. I have it, you know, that's going to the reaching the goal stage. Making myself look like the person I want to look like. So, you know, the person that I want to be in the future dresses like this, she looks like this, she does this. Just living up to that expectation of a person that I want to be. And speaking highly of myself, I like to always speak highly of myself. So, like, no one can ever talk shit about me to my face. They literally just even affirm the things that I say. And I like that. I really do like that. And if someone does ever talk shit about me, I know how to defend myself. And the people who usually would talk shit about me never say it to my face. So, you know, I'm good with that. But honestly, just knowing that you're a person of value and treating yourself like a person of value would make other people treat you the same way. I mean, it's pretty simple. It's not rocket science. And like I said, if you treat like yourself a person of value and they still treat you like shit, then they don't know valuable thing. You can't teach someone what's valuable, what's not. They're just used to trash like themselves. So number six, I'd say, is work on your body. Looking good equates to feeling good. When you look good on the outside, you feel good. And this will also tie in with number seven, which is dress how you want. Find your style, find what works for you, and look good. You know, work on your body, wear the clothes you want to wear, take the pictures you want to take. This will make you feel like that person that you want to be, that person that you envision when you envision someone that is confident, looks good, dresses good, smells good, lives good. You know, start showing up as that person and your confidence will start to grow every single day. Number eight, I say, would be learn you are not your past. So every day you are given a new opportunity to learn and improve yourself. So like I said, with people who probably were bullied and it has had effect on their confidence, learn that you are not that person. You now know how to defend yourself. And another thing I would say is, and I didn't put it on the list actually, is standing up for yourself. Don't let people talk down on you. Don't let people disrespect you. If you don't like people speaking to you a certain way, address it and let them know, yo, you're not going to speak to me like that. Respect your boundary. If you need to block, block. And that's one thing why I feel like a lot of people, if they even try it from the time where they see my energy and how I'm so willing to defend myself, they will even just die that shit down, or even just my confidence. Like, I love myself so much that you can't even try it. Oh, but yeah, like I said, some people still do suffer from that bullying that they went through in their childhood from, you know, whoever just talking down on them and them believing it. So learn that you are not your past and you are you now, and you're working towards your future self. But your past self makes you who you are now, and it's a journey. So just give yourself an every day an opportunity to learn and improve yourself day by day. You know, it's a process. Step 9, I'd say, is take up a hobby or something you've always wanted to do. So just recently, I actually was like to myself, I've been thinking about it. Let me be real. I've been thinking about it for some time, actually. But just recently, I think I've been more inclined to do this. And I really want to start taking up dancing, like in heels. I love dancing and I love wearing heels. And every time I go out, like, I literally be getting people staring at me because I'm literally in my own world dancing. I don't care. I wouldn't say I'm a professional dancer, but I know how to like look good and dance. And so it's something that I really want to do and just like put on heels, go to a studio and dance. And I think the more I can improve and get a dancer, I would really enjoy that. And that was really a hobby and a pastime for me growing up as a kid. I remember doing ballet for a bit. I remember doing hip hop dancing. Like, I would always love that type of stuff. Because as I mentioned to you guys, when I was a kid, I would be having dance offs with children at the parties. So that is something I definitely want to take up. But what is that for you guys? Find something that you've always wanted to do or you enjoy doing as a kid that you don't do anymore now, and it will really help you build your confidence even in that pastime or skill or whatever the case may be. And the final step I say to building your confidence is being around confident people. This is like top tier because you are a product of your environment. So if you're around people who is confident, it's going to make you even more confident. You're going to see how they are, you know, when they're around other people and how they carry themselves and how they love themselves and how, you know. So be around confident people who you can look up to and see how they respect yourself so you can learn how to do that with yourself as well. I love having confident friends, like, because I'm confident. Like, I love like a friend who can come into the room and own it, because that's the same way. And I don't ever want my friends to feel inferior or intimidated around me. Oh, no. I don't like that, because that's when the weirdness starts. I want them to be just as confident as I am and just love themselves as more and just know that the same way, you know, I'm getting attention the same way they are. Do you know what I mean? And I just love confident people. I love people who know that they're the shit, and value themselves. And especially women. I don't know. I love dominant women, and I love women who just know, yes, I am beautiful. I am magical. I am smart. God's got me. God is number one, and he's helping me just smash it. But be around confident people. You really are a product of your environment, and their confidence will also just rub off on you as well. I would say confidence is very important. Successful people are confident, and the reason why they're confident is because they believed in themselves. They literally trusted the process. They had faith in what they could not see, and with that came great success. So you will find yourself in places you never thought you would be in just by being confident. You will find your place in, you find yourself in places where you dreamed of, but now you're actually there. You're actually doing these things. You're actually owning this business. You're actually owning this car. Have faith and have confidence in yourself. And when you have these things, it will literally help you get to be that successful person that you want to be. But, oh my God, guys, I'm so tired. Every time, I don't know why I'm always recording these podcasts so late for you guys, and I just be stuttering. But I really just, you know, enjoy speaking to you guys, and I'm always going to make time, and I'm going to, try and continue to be a little bit more consistent. And like I said, it's either going to be a fortnightly thing if I can't do it weekly, but you will be getting content from me frequent, you know what I'm saying? But it's always a pleasure speaking to you guys, and I hope you guys have an amazing week. I'm gonna try and record another episode again before my birthday, just because I know I probably won't, you know, record it again during my birthday time, because I'm gonna be having fun, I'm gonna be getting it. So I hope you guys have a lovely week ahead. Right now it is Monday the 24th. It's my birthday in 4 days. Ah! Okay. Have a lovely evening, morning, afternoon. I'm going to love you guys and I'm going to leave you guys. And mwah, bye. Thank you so much for listening to Her Success Podcast. If you love this episode, make sure to share with your like-minded friends and leave a review and let me know how this podcast helped. If you want to be up to date with episodes and surrounded with women like myself, then head over to Her Success Podcast on Instagram. There isn't only one star in the sky. Have a blessed day, my loves, and until the next episode, mwah.